If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
People were beeping at us aggressively. They were like swerving around us in that parking lot in Peabody. I was like, you warned me, but I didn't know it was that bad.
No, everybody. Good morning, everybody. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Kendra here. And Sue and I yesterday, I told her that there's a parking lot everywhere and everybody has their one that you know is the most frustrating, annoying, and or scariest parking lot that you go to, whether you're shopping or grocery shopping,
whatever.
The
Costco on Route 1 is another bad one in Danvers.
Yeah,
that's
awful.
A bad one. Yeah.
But I love hearing from all the listeners about the different places that they know. And as soon as they say it, it's like they know exactly why they don't like it.
Yes,
right?
We actually have Wendy from Marblehead on the line. What's the worst one for you, Wendy?
Whole Foods and Swampscott.
Oh. All right, so what about it drives you crazy?
They have only one lane going in and out, and backing out of your space is next to impossible. I've been hit once, and I don't know anybody that likes going in there. And it's shared with the local liquor store. Going to liquor store isn't an issue, but going to Whole Foods, it's really a mess.
Yeah.
And it's been that way for years and years, even before when it was Star Market.
So it sounds like it's not just that there aren't enough spaces, but it's just too narrow and there's just not enough ways to get around.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah, that's frustrating. There's a lot of parking lots up near me, too, where you, if you're backing out, it's like the next row of cars parked are too close to your row. So there's not enough. You have to do like a 7-point turn to get out. Right?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I hear you.
Oh,
I'm with you, Wendy.
All right. It's on the list, Wendy. Thank you for weighing in. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have
Bye-bye.
A good day.
You too.
Hi, Morning Magic. All right, we've got another call here from Ingrid in West Roxbury. Ingrid, what's the worst parking lot in your opinion?
So there's a few actually. I started laughing when you started talking about them. The Trader Joe's in Brookline has the smallest parking lot in the back of the by the bank.
Oh,
and
boy.
It's a larger one because it also has a liquor store attached to it. So although there's a liquor store, the parking lot is so tiny. And also the other side is the railroad tracks. So there's no parking whatsoever.
Oh,
the one also in Newton, which is so tiny, it's a one-way parking. So you have to all go the same direction. And if you miss that one parking spot, you have to go around again. We are also now getting a Trader Joe's in West Roxbury on Washington Street.
How could you possibly have a one-way into like a, that's got to be, it's tight
it's
enough
crazy.
As it is.
Yeah.
And so they're driving these enormous cars.
Yeah.
And they have no idea what they're doing. And it's the funniest thing because you're just like, man, please don't hit my car. And they're like, okay.
Well, that's the problem with a lot of these places. The cars are just, they're too big for this. Like, when they're building these, putting these parking lots in, they have to, like, measure and a lot for the giant cars we have.
And again, it has to do with the liquor store attached. If they sell liquor, too, forget it. Never.
Well.
Good luck.
Yeah, there's something to be said for that.
Ingrid, this is
great.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy to know that this is a thing. You know, but.
And I also think, is it a Boston thing? Like, I feel like we're more congested than other areas of the country where you go and things are so spread out.
Oh, for sure.
And we're like on top of each other.
I definitely think it's a Boston thing. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think it's like this out in like Nevada or Nebraska. I think they have all flat, giant parking lots and they're totally fine. They're
Nebraska.
Like, what are you talking about? No, think about it.
I know.
They never have to worry about any of that.
I know. But we're equipped for this kind of stuff. It's survival of the fittest in Boston. That's who we are.
Again, I say it all the time. We complain, but yet could we manage anywhere else?
No.
And you said it best, Sue. Nobody else would take us.
Nobody wants us.